Thank you. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this fourth Sunday of Advent. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time worshiping with us, we are glad that you have found your way here, and you can check out how we are church together by looking at your bulletin. There are announcements and also a calendar of events in there. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder at the communion table following worship today to receive any questions that you may have. And again, thank you to our GPC band for all of their music this morning. A lot of opportunities to continue the music this afternoon at 4 o'clock. There will be an Interfaith City Sing for Peace that will begin at 4 at School 17. There's more information in your bulletin. Also, please note our Christmas Eve, our Christmas Day, and New Year's Day worship services. Yes, we will be here on Christmas Day. You are invited to come in your pajamas, your sweatpants, or whatever you're comfortable with. And if you just can't leave that favorite new toy at home on Christmas morning, as long as it is a quiet toy, you are welcome to bring it to church that morning. And two notes about our day together today. First, at 10:30, the Senior High Sunday School will be leaving, so meet out in the hallway, meet Mary there. They are going to be experiencing a Quaker service, so a lot of silence. I think that sounds wonderful. And also a note about this afternoon, for those who have not heard, George Bililovic died this week, and his service will be here in the sanctuary today at 1 p.m. A few other announcements as we get started. We'll do Eric and then Chris.
Good morning, I'm Eric Vail. I'm with the worship ministry team here. And as you look around the sanctuary today, you'll say, boy, this place looks great, which it certainly does. But 3 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from today, is New Year's Day. And the Sunday after that, January 8th, is when we have to take all this down, put all of this away, which is a sad thought. You're thinking, well, it's not even Christmas yet. What is he talking about? So on January 8th, right after worship, if you'd stick around for a little while and help us take everything down and put it away, we would certainly appreciate it. We will have pizza and drinks, so that if you're worried about lunch, you'll have lunch on us. So come and help. Thanks.
Awesome. Chris? Chris Ullman, also here on behalf of the worship team. First of all, we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has served as a lay reader, an usher, a communion server in the past year. We appreciate you. The time is coming in the next week or two, several weeks, where I will be putting together the schedule for 2017. And I'm looking for any new volunteers, or if there's a change in status for whatever reason, I would really appreciate if you would let me know. There's lots of ways. All my contact information is in the bulletin, and I also this morning put out a sign-up list on the kiosk. Just let me know, and we'll look forward to 2017. Thank you.
Katie.
First off, a huge thank you for everyone who made serving at St. Joseph wonderful yesterday. We had a whole lot of great food brought in and cooked and served, and they loved the goulash. This is the right time of year for it, so thank you. Youth group coming up today, we have two exciting events, both 6 to 8, so meet right here at the church. Junior highs are going to go out caroling and share cookies, so show up, bundled up, be festive, to make ready to make a joyful noise. And then senior highs will be hunting for Waldos, so we'll head out to the mall and look for you all. So if anyone has some shopping left to do, want to hang out in the food court for a little while, or want to duck and weave and hide and try and be the only Waldo nobody can find, we have Waldo scarves right in the church office. Grab one on your way out and meet us at the Grease Ridge Mall from about 6:30 to 7:30. So when we'll be there trying to find you all. Thanks.
And now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our whole entire selves to worship our holy God. Amen.
O God, let your light shine.
We kindle it with love. In every corner of our hearts, we long to share your light with others.
John declared that this great light is Christ, the Word made flesh. This great light lives among us. By it we behold God's glory, full of grace and truth. Christ be our light, so that we may shine in your world today.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. In the beginning was the Word.
The Word is light, and light is light.
Love has come, a light in the darkness.
Your love shines forth.
Rejoice, God is with us.
Love, love, within and among us. Praise to you, God on high.
Thank you.
And now let us join our hearts and voices together in a time of confession. Gracious and loving God, hear our prayer. We know we do not always live as we ought. We turn away from you, from our neighbor, and from our true selves. We know we dim your light within us with our pride, our self-righteousness, and our need for control. We know that you love us, that you do not abandon us, and that again and again you call us back to you, back to love, back to grace, back to your light. Forgive us, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, witness to us the light of love that serves, guides, and heals. When we again falter and fail, God pours the light of grace and forgiveness into our lives once more. We rejoice in God's love.
Now, will the children please come forward and join me up front? Hey, everyone. So before we talk, we get to hear the Bible story for today, and we get to see today's painting. Can everyone see the painting? Are you ready? All right, let's listen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or the will of flesh or the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
So what are they painting up there? What's that? The star, yep. What does the star do? Yep. It guides the wise men to Jesus, guides people into Jesus. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah. Yes, the sun is a very big star. It's our star. Now, what? I got a question for you guys. If you love somebody, you all have somebody you love, right? All right. What do you do to let somebody know that you love them? How do they know that you love them? You give them a hug. That's a great idea. You have to be there, right, to give them a hug? Yeah. What if you're far away? What do you do then? What do you think?
What? You can talk.
Postcard, FaceTime, that's right, that totally works. Oh yeah, maybe write them a letter, text them, that would do it. God used to try to show us how much God loves us by making beautiful stars in the sky and beautiful things on the earth for us and all sorts of good things. But people still weren't quite sure. They needed a reminder. So God sent Jesus down in person to be right there to reach out and touch us and give us hugs and let everyone know how much God loves us. Yeah? You showed everybody the Christmas tree, right? And told them all about church? Yeah, that was awesome of you. So today, guys, I want you to find someone you love. You can wait, or you can do it now, either one. And know that you love them. You can tell them or give them a hug. You can wait till you find somebody else. All right, you guys ready to pray with me? All right, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Help us to show others how much we love them. Amen. All right, time to go to Sunday school.
Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among us. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. But let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. Then we will never turn back from you. Give us life and we will call your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
We wait all year, or at least all through Advent, to hear the words, "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered." We wait to hear of a man named Joseph, who descended from the house and the family of David, and with a young pregnant woman to whom he was engaged. We hear of their journey to a small town called Bethlehem. And we know the story, that while she was there, she would go into labor and give birth and welcome a slew of unlikely visitors to the makeshift manger nursery because there is no room in the inn. And for those who have been waiting all year, or at least all of Advent, your wait will be over in 5 short days. And I apologize if that just caused a wave of panic to rise within you, if your Christmas list still has items that are unchecked. Though take heart, because this year at least we get a whole week in between this fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve. Just a warning, if you have not looked ahead to your calendar, next year the turnaround is just a mere number of hours. But now I'm getting ahead of myself. Come back to the story with me of Jesus' birth. But not the one told with angels and shepherds as in Luke, or the wise men and Star of Bethlehem in Matthew. No need to even check the Gospel of Mark, since there is no birth story in there at all. This morning, in John's telling of Jesus' birth, he goes back not to the beginning in a humble manger, but to the beginning. That beginning, yes. That one. In the beginning, John writes, and we are taken back to the first time those words appear in Scripture in the book of Genesis, as the world is spoken into existence. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. With a word, the world created and life began. In the beginning, writes John, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John gives us a birth narrative that ties us back to the creation of the world, to our own beginnings, and to the very beginning of time. John reminds us that it was the Word that coaxed creation into existence and called us into being. John reminds us that without the Word, not one thing would be. Not you, not me, not anything of creation. And the Word was life. And the Word was light. And the Word was with all people. And then the Word became flesh, lived among us, full of grace and truth, and the Word is the light of the world, which shines in the darkest of all our darkest nights. And that darkness cannot overcome it. The Word is God. God with us in Jesus Christ. Remember the word Emmanuel that the angel whispered to Joseph in a dream. You shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. God with us. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the midst of this powerful message of what this season, Christmas and Advent, really mean, there is this little unassuming four-letter word that most of us don't pay attention to. But I have your attention now. But no need to cover your ears. It's a harmless four-letter word. Are you ready for it? With. To be honest, I didn't pay much attention to this four-letter word until I read the Nazareth Manifesto, a book based on a Christmas Eve sermon by the Reverend Samuel Wells, the priest of St. Martin in the Fields in London, England, and the former dean of Duke University Chapel. He called attention to what he believes is the axis of our Christian faith, this four-letter word being one of the most important from the dawn of creation to now. The word that, as he says, God's whole life is shaped by the permanent resolve never to be except to be with us. Maybe this doesn't strike you as a revolutionary idea or theological statement. Until I take you back into the with of where God is in our everyday lives, I take you back just a few moments to that wave of panic you felt about Christmas Eve only being 5 days away. And that maybe you have a few items on that list yet to check off. And I want you to think about your list for just a moment, wherever it takes you. What is left undone? It's tempting to ask who has their list complete because, well, I could offer you something off of mine if that is the case. But I'm going to guess all of you have something left on that list. Perhaps on your list is that one last gift for that member of your family that you have to buy for. You managed to get everyone else checked off, but this one last person is still there. Is it because you don't know what to buy for them? Because the relationship you have with them isn't quite what you want it to be? And then you end up feeling guilty about that. And then at the very last minute, spend way more money than you were planning to. And you know that throwing money at the problem isn't going to fix the relationship and the disconnect you feel, but you just want to do something to show that person you really do care. But maybe your item that is left unchecked on the list is getting the house cleaned, all the baking done before the out-of-town guests appear. You scramble around making sure the bathrooms are cleaned and the medical supplies for your spouse or parent aren't laying around in the living room like they always are, so the grandkids can't get to them. And you become so obsessed with making sure everything is just how the family remembers Christmas to be, that all of your time is spent checking on the turkey and refilling olive trays, and exhausted and worn out by the time they leave. You hope they appreciated all that you did for them, but you feel that emptiness of not being able to connect with everyone the way you wanted to. Or possibly that item left on your list is what you plan to do for those who are having a tough go of things this year. You missed your chance to take a tag to help the kids at Cameron or yesterday at St. Joseph's. And you're still looking for that one last way to help. Wells points out that all of these items that may be left on your list are examples that sum up a spirit of Christmas that is all about the four, right? We cook for, we buy presents for, we offer charity for, which are kind and generous, admirable gestures. But they don't always get right to the heart of that darkness we're experiencing, where we want deeper relationships with our family, we want quality time and conversation with our loved ones, and we want those who are struggling and suffering in this world to be more than just strangers. And here, this four-letter word comes back to us. Yes, Adam's feeling it today. This word with, it's an appropriate response because it requires more of us. With requires more of us, and we struggle with it. We can always do the four by not having hard conversations about misunderstandings and pain that leads to disconnect in relationships. We can do the four by pushing down our feelings, keeping busy, and not talking about how Christmas isn't like it used to be since our loved one got sick. We can do the four by offering Christmas charity and avoiding the isolation and suffering of those living in poverty. But that with means we have to first be honest with ourselves and with other people that living in this world is hard and messy and dark and beautiful and full of light all at the same time. And in the beginning, when the Word was with God and the Word was God, God didn't settle on being for us. God's name, Emmanuel, God with us. And don't get me wrong, there was plenty of for in Jesus' life. He was for those he healed and taught. He was for us when he died and rose from the grave. But friends, we're a good number of months away from that. There is plenty that God did for us that we can't do on our own. And the good news of Advent and of Christmas is that we celebrate that the God who is with us is the light that shines in the darkness. And in turn, we can let our lights shine by being with people, even when there's nothing we can do for them. We can do that by letting go some of the traditions and gestures we do for people when they get in the way of our being with them. We can do this by committing to daily practices that focus on us being with God, instead of just worrying about if we've done enough for God. Because from the very beginning, God could have done it all for us. And there are days when I think that maybe that would have been a really good idea. But that isn't what God did. And God's very self, God chose with. That the Word was with God and the Word was God. This is the God who is with us, is the light that shines in the darkness. May it be so today, a week from now, and always. Amen.
Now comes the time in our service when we get to lift up with joy all of the people that bring light into our lives and thank God for them. So lift up all of the people that we love and worry for and pray for them. Who has something they'd like to share with us today?
Good morning. Keisha Binko. I'd like to ask for prayers for a friend of Joshua's. His name is Josh Redfield, and he's been missing since December 7th. And just prayers for him and for his family who's going through a really tough time. Thank you.
Andrea Unson. Prayers for a co-worker, Emily Gloss. Her niece was found this last week dead from a drug overdose, 23 years old. Prayers for the family.
Jerry and Pam Crandall. Our daughter's surgery went well. She's home. She came home yesterday. Praise God. Surgeon was exactly what she expected. No surprises. That's wonderful. We thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers, your support. And we'll still pray this week for that miracle pathological report. Thank you.
Prayers for Shelley.
Yeah, I just want to thank Melissa and Katie also for their support and the emails, phone calls, cards that have been sent to us, and hugs, and especially the prayers from everybody, because that's the power of prayer works. Thank you.
And we ask for prayers with the Bill Olavik family and all those who will gather today to celebrate George's life. And special prayers for all those who have lost loved ones during the month of December and past years. It's such a hard time. And prayers for all those who are grieving. And prayers from our children today. The fourth through sixth graders want to pray for Alex and her family in the loss of Grandpa George. Prayers of joy for new guitars and school concerts, for birthdays and engagements, hopefully not any of the fourth through sixth graders. Never know. Prayers of joy for found stuffed bunnies, for snow piles for sledding, Christmas parties, and of course Rogue One will pray for Star Wars. And prayers of concern for those who are hungry, for those who are facing tonsil surgery and pneumonia that is still healing.
Let us all pray together. Loving God, our hearts rejoice with all of your gracious acts toward us. Thank you most of all for the event we look forward to now, the wonderful gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the light that you are bringing into the world. Help us to have faith that lets our own light shine. Open our hearts and our minds to believe that your promises can come to surprising fulfillment. Show us how we can best serve you in mercy and humility, empowering people to live lives of dignity and worth. May this church always be a space for everyone to flourish and to become your amazing, faithful servants. We give you thanks for the joys you have given us, especially time with family and friends and our warm homes in this cold time of year. As we give thanks for our own blessings, we also remember all of those people here and around the world who need your light in their lives. As we look at our television screens and hear of people who are made powerless because of greed and violence, remind us of our great possibility to help your people to do your will. May your love for the world be reflected in us. Help us to fill those who are hungry, to share your love with everyone we meet. We lift up those who are ill, and those who are struggling to take care of their loved ones. We also give thanks today for George Bill Olavik. Bless his family and hold them as they mourn his passing. Be with all those who need your comfort in their lives, and shine down your love. Help each of us to truly believe that with you, O God, nothing is impossible. This we pray through Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
With great joy, let us celebrate and give from the abundance which God has blessed us as we receive the morning offering.
So much injustice and hate in our world, and it troubles us. We offer this offering in prayer to you, praying that it will be used to ease the suffering of others. And we do this in the name of the one who came and taught us.
Thank you.
friends, we go out into the darkness of this world in our life and our lives, knowing that this light shines. This light shines with us. And may you go with the God who will always be with us, the grace and love and light of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit it takes for our lights to shine with God. Alleluia. Amen.